It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Recently, ACT Party leader David Seymour announced the party's position statement on climate, saying that if the Paris Agreement isn't reformed, the country should leave the agreement. The Paris Agreement, signed by New Zealand by the then National-led government in 2016, aims to keep the global average temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, with an overall aim of keeping the temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Currently, Aotearoa is one of 195 UN parties to adopt this framework. If the country were to leave the Paris Agreement, the country would join the likes of the US, who signed an executive order to withdraw this year, and Iran, Libya and Yemen, who have never formally joined the statement. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, Simon Court, I spoke to him about the Paris Agreement and our future with this framework. Why is the party wanting to turn away from this agreement if these reforms aren't made?
Well, the Paris Climate Agreement demands targets that are disconnected from science and that are blind to New Zealand's realities. The net zero targets have been set without direct reference to the cost to firms, farms and families. And the result is that farmers have been forced off the land. Our regions are hollowing out as industries close. And we're paying higher prices for food and electricity and everything that we produce. And what ACT says is that we should remain engaged with our trading partners, but only on terms that make sense to us. And that means we must push for fundamental reforms of the Paris framework so that New Zealand can actually get a better deal than the one that Labor and the Greens offered when they sent James Shaw to Glasgow saying we're going to reduce our emissions by 50% by 2030. Not only is it not achievable, if New Zealand was to try and achieve it, it would be very, very expensive. It's estimated that potentially the downside risk of us staying in Paris and failing to achieve the target is in the tens of billions of dollars. And no one's going to pay that, so we have to renegotiate.
Speaking more to those reforms of the framework, there has been some concern over the lack of transparency regarding what changes the party wants to see to the Paris Agreement. What specific reforms would the ACT Party like to see here?
Well, certainly the ability to renegotiate a nationally determined contribution. That's when you send a minister off, say, to Paris or Glasgow or one of these other conferences and tell the world, essentially tell the UN what your country is going to do. Look, if it turns out that that was not the right target for your country, we need to be able to renegotiate that target. As I pointed out, the target that James Shaw took off to Glasgow was unachievable, it was reckless, and it has committed New Zealand either to taking action that destroys industries and keeps families in the dark and cold because of high electricity prices, or apparently someone's going to be sending a cheque off to the UN for tens of billions of dollars from New Zealand. None of those things are going to happen. So we have to be able to renegotiate our nationally determined contribution in line with what works for New Zealand.
This is a pretty big ask, right? Especially from a party that received 8% of the total vote in the 2023 general election in a small country such as New Zealand. How likely is it even that the UN would reform the agreement, especially without the help of national nor the opposition parties who are more in favour of staying a part of this agreement?
Well, that's a choice for New Zealand to make. We can ask, we can ask the UN, you can write them a letter, you can negotiate with them and say, look, this needs to change for us. But ACT points out, if the Paris Agreement can't change, New Zealand can't stay in it, because what we've seen is with the flow-on effects from the carbon price to our electricity prices, from the threats to farming in New Zealand, from high carbon prices leading to carbon forestry, you know, pine trees that no one can eat, replacing animals and crops. This does not work for New Zealand. So, you know, what ACT is saying, and we think it's a very reasonable position, is if those who hold the pen and hold the scrolls at the UN can't accept that New Zealand needs to adopt a different target that's practical and achievable, then we'll have to leave. And that just simply involves writing a letter to the UN and giving them notice. That's an entirely reasonable position for New Zealand to take.
You mentioned that ACT would want to remain engaged with trading partners if we left this agreement. Is the party concerned that if we were to leave this agreement, that this may impact our relationships with countries who abide by the agreement?
Well, there are countries and then there are customers. And if you think about who are New Zealand's customers, those are consumers in places like Europe and Asia and the US who want to buy New Zealand products. And when you dig a bit deeper below these so-called free trade agreements, what you find is actually the big producers of, say, dairy products in New Zealand and other food have supplier to customer arrangements with big customers in Europe. And so what they will tell you is, look, as long as we are doing our bit on farm to meet our emissions targets, to keep our customers happy, it doesn't really matter what international agreements you have between the countries. So I think we need to be realistic. New Zealand sells great food to the world. Consumers around the world are going to want to continue buying it, no matter what grandstanding or virtue signalling their governments might do around climate change.
You've mentioned customers and consumers quite a bit there. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon makes an interesting point that leaving the Paris Agreement would actually harm rural communities more over New Zealand's competitive advantage regarding our sustainability credentials in the global market. What do you make of this claim? Will this impact our rural communities?
Well, that's why I said we need to look at the next level of detail, because New Zealand businesses that manufacture food here and sell it to the world have direct relationships with their customers, with very large customers in places like Europe and the US and Asia. And what those customers are saying is that if New Zealand if New Zealand suppliers can meet their climate emissions targets, or sustainability targets, then it doesn't really matter what the New Zealand government. This is about supplier to customer relationships first. And I think we just need to be clear that New Zealand's not going to go backwards when it comes to the environment and sustainability. We're going to keep improving, but what we're not going to do is sign up to targets that force the carbon price up so that Kiwis are struggling to pay bills or put food on the table because, you know, carbon forestry is replacing growing food. That's just not sustainable for New Zealand.
In 2023, we saw the Auckland floods and especially Cyclone Gabrielle heavily impact rural landscapes in the country. With what ACT are proposing here, how will the party guarantee that we can still keep on track with mitigating the impacts of the climate crisis and working towards sustainability?
Well, you raise a good point. And there is no direct link between any action that New Zealand might take to reduce its carbon or other emissions and the climate. And so that is where science and reality have become divorced from rhetoric and virtue signalling. There is no better case for New Zealand to reassess our commitment to the Paris Accord than to have floods and cyclones thrown at us on the nightly news and say, look, if we don't do more to stop driving cars and farm less, look, your climate's going to burn. It's absolute rubbish. New Zealanders know it's rubbish. And the fact that people keep pointing to these things as the reason to reduce climate emissions, I think the Emperor finally has no clothes.
I just want to reiterate that last part of the question there. How will the party guarantee that we can still keep on track with mitigating the impacts of the climate crisis and working towards sustainability?
Well, New Zealand's share of global emissions is about 0.18%. So even if we reduced our emissions to zero, the rest of the world that, you know, like we think about Russia, China, India, the US and Europe, you know, their emissions would overtake what New Zealand might cut in a matter of days or weeks. So there is no reason for us to impoverish ourselves. There's nothing that we can do to affect the climate from here in little old New Zealand by making ourselves poorer and cutting our emissions. We need to do what's right for New Zealanders, and that's what ACT is asking. And if people want to find out more about it, they should go to our website, which is changeorleave.nz, find out more, and sign up to the petition that we're running to gather support for this policy position.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the party's stance on the Paris Agreement.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
We'll be right back. Text 5395 with any of your thoughts on these pieces.